Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till. That's the late day, late great Dan Fogelberg bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. We're having a great visit with our new friend, soon-to-be old friend, Brent Sapp, who is CEO of Ink Navigator and the one of the purveyors of the Ink Navigator benchmark button, along with our buddy Doug Tatum. He and Doug are working together on this. Brent, you got a website for us?
Yes, inknav.com, INCNAV.com. But if they go to benchmark-button.com, then they can get a complimentary code to take the benchmark button.
All right, what do they find when they get there? When they put that code in, what are they going to find?
Yeah, great question. So this is basically for the CEO/owner/entrepreneur only. To go in there and basically to be able to answer, first of all, to put in some basic information about the company, but the whole experience takes about 30 minutes, but to be able to then to answer some questions and provide some comments for themselves to be able to get an increased awareness of these operational issues and market management model and money. They will also be able, by SIC code, to see some industry financial benchmark data.
So they'll be able to compare their activity against other people. You'll be able to compare where you are with regard to debt, where you are with regard to your ratios, et cetera.
There you go.
Yeah.
And then to be able to press a button, and then to be able to see how 600 other of their peers, and this is a number that continues to grow, how they are responding to these issues. Mm-hmm. You know, what do the ones who succeed, what do they do right? And it helps them to be able to get into their mind, you know, strategic frame of mind on what decisions they need to make.
Right. So let me say this. Let me stick this in the middle of this, Brent. My audience knows that for years now I've been trying to help them understand that every business has CEO jobs. There are tasks that someone with a CEO mindset, CEO frame of mind, has to do. And if you're the founder, if you're the owner, if you're running the business, that's you. And so you've got to fire yourself from jobs that you don't have to do anymore and promote yourself to jobs that only you can do. And what I hear you saying, Brent, is that those jobs that I'm not being as specific always about, they might find those jobs behind this button. You're going to be identifying for them things that they need to be thinking about that will prepare them when they get to the point where they've outkicked their capitalization coverage.
Absolutely. And you nailed it. I mean, one of the biggest issues is that these starter founders, entrepreneurs, we call them economy heroes because they're the ones that basically turn the economy around.
Mm-hmm.
But they come into this business with an idea, with an ability, a strength, primarily, that they need to be able to be freed up to do. And so often, the operations and the CEO side of the business drags them down to the point where they actually can get bored or they start, getting frustrated. And if they're able to, and what we find, if they're able to bring in some professional help early on to be able to help them to think through these issues, put their shoes on, and free them mm-hmm. up, then the company has a great chance of, succeeding.
So, folks, so it's benchmark-button.com?
Yes.
And then get a code there. All the instructions will be there, right?
All the instructions will be there.
So, folks, this is about how you get prepared to have a little more sophisticated capitalization strategy than you do right now. That's one big part of all this. But to me, Brent, the real goal here is to have some kind of control over your exit strategy. Is that not correct? I mean, even if your exit is not going to be for 20 years, you may want to sell it to your children. You may want to sell it to somebody else. You may want to roll up to a bigger company. You may want your employees to take over. But if you'll do some of the things that you guys are working on with this program, it'll give them a little more control over that exit, won't it?
Absolutely. And that's the way to frame it, because they need to have control. If the earlier they start thinking about that potential decision, because it's going to happen anyway. In some way, form, or fashion, they are going to be leaving that business.
You're
going to
go out head first and feet first.
That's right. And so this is they have the opportunity to think about that ahead of time, and this helps them to be able to get exit ready.
And I'll tell you, I don't know how many times I've seen companies get themselves behind the eight ball with all this, and they wind up having a weak negotiating position, and all the things they worked for over their lives winds up being diluted because they lost that that negotiating edge.
That's exactly right.
So, hey, Brent, you got more to teach us. Will you come back?
I will indeed. Thank you for inviting me.
And say hi to Doug, and we'll get you back in real soon. Brent Sapp, ladies and gentlemen. And don't forget, check that out, folks, benchmark-button.com. You'll be smarter, I promise you, when you take care of that. And we'll talk about this some more in the future. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassing, and reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.